You've now reached another historically rich area of Ferrara. The Casa Romei dates back to the 1400s and was built for Giovanni Romei, who was a merchant and a banker. He was a very important businessman who took on many roles and jobs for the Este court, and he eventually married Polizena d'Este, the niece of the then Duke Borso d'Este. To understand just how much prestige Giovanni was able to garner, it's sufficient to know that the astute merchant threw lavish parties, ones where the dukes themselves were often present. The courtyard and cloister area of his house exhibit a splendid balance between the structure, still in the Gothic medieval style, and the Renaissance style of the precious decorations. Terracotta friezes, frescoed rounds where often a dog up on his hind legs is depicted, which is the symbol of the family's heraldry. Inside, you can visit the Room of the Sibyls, which is a large, completely frescoed room. Even though the frescoes are not in the best conditions, they will enchant you for their very particular subject matter of femininity. The commissioning of such a project was probably in honor of Giovanni's wedding to Polesina. He would have wanted to please his new bride by celebrating women as virtuous, chaste, and fair. On a dark background with shades of black and purple floral patterns, there is a rose garden. Of course, the rose is the symbol of the Virgin Mary. There are also 12 female figures who embody the Sibyls, such as the Persian, Libyan, Delphic, Cumaean, and so on. Thus, the imagery created is one which incorporates Christian tradition with pagan female symbols of a special and privileged status. Here, the prophetess have the scrolls announcing the coming of Christ in their hands. The Casa Romei Museum also houses a Renaissance furniture and terracotta collection. Now I'd like to tell you an interesting little story. Right on the external wall of the Casa Romei, there is a plaque which remembers the tragic death of Ercole Strozzi, a poet and friend of Bembo and Ariosto, who in this spot, at dawn, on June 6, 1508, was stabbed 22 times by an unknown assassin. The motive was a mystery, but it is said that Ercole paid with his life the fact that Lucrezia Borgia confided in him, and that he may or may not have been her messenger for her clandestine love letters. In front of the Casa Romei, there is a big building which owes its name to Renata di Francia, Renata of France, the wife of Ercole II. The Duchess was suspected of being a follower of Calvinism and was forced to recant. As a result, she wanted to withdraw from the life at court, and she chose this as her residence. The original structure has undergone many different modifications, but there still remains a beautiful park in the back called Parco Pareschi, which you can visit if you'd like to rest a bit. In Renata of France's palace, you can find the main offices of the University of Ferrara. It goes without saying, then, that we are currently in one of the more student-populated areas of the city. And just a bit further down via Savonarola, you can find the literature and philosophy departments with reading laboratories, libraries, and the university theater department. Okay, let's continue on with our walk. From the Casa Romei, go down another little piece of via Savonarola and turn right at the first street, which is via Pergolato. The entrance for this street is marked by a little 18th century church called San Girolamo, which has a churchyard decorated with acacia trees. A little further ahead on Via Pergolato, and you will find the Corpus Domini Monastery. Its foundation dates back to the 1400s, and during the Renaissance, the cloistered Poor Clare order of nuns occupied the entire building block, including the Casa Romei, which Giovanni had given to them in his last will and testament. You can visit the monastery's choir chamber by entering from Via Pergolato. Here, some important members of the Este family, such as Ercole II, Eleonora dell'Aragona, Alfonso I and his second wife, the famous Lucrezia Borgia, and Alfonso II, the last Duke of Ferrara, are all entombed. The monastery is a place of intense mysticism. For long periods at a time, Lucrezia Borgia came here to meditate, in complete solitary confinement. The entrance to the monastery's little church is on one of the most beautiful and mysterious streets in Ferrara, via Campofranco. Here, the atmosphere is quite peculiar. The air has a palpable spirituality. It's something that almost hits you in the face as soon as you arrive on the street. The doves singing, the sound of the bells bouncing lazily off every nook and cranny, and then peace and quiet. More silence. A silence where you're praying just to hear the rustle of a lizard trying to hide in a brick wall somewhere. Via Campofranco is an extremely brief lane, but it has an enchanting quality to it. The neo-Gothic entrance to the church is set between two high walls of secret gardens on either side, which are hidden from the eyes of curious passerbys. Only the occasional waft of garden scents let us know that they are still there. The monastery's church itself is quite tiny in size, but it is richly decorated with a collection of 18th-century ornaments of considerable prestige, such as a crucifix by Scarsellino. The monastery also is linked to the mystic Catherine Vegri, who was a maid in the 14th century Este court before vowing a cloistered life in the convent's cells. Catherine obtained beatification by the Catholic Church in the 18th century.